Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome, and you're so welcome to the show. Yeah, we got a subscriber.
Oh, excited.
I've got to move that down because the camera stopped working again. I don't know. There we go. Funky Bob's Wheel Mill. Dan Thomas 2020. Unfortunately, got blocked. Here's the thing, right? You played up for the camera in I'm a Celebrity. I don't know if he knows this. I'm a Celebrity is a TV show.
Yeah.
We were paid lots of money to be entertaining. I guess you're talking about the crying and stuff. We were paid lots of money to...
I could come.
Thank you, Steve Anchos. To play up to the cameras.
Yeah.
That's literally what we were there to do.
Otherwise, it would be called a holiday and there wouldn't be a camera on.
Have I just closed Streamlabs? No.
No, yeah. But just a little lesson to everyone before we get to Friday, because there will be another Friday and there will be more people queued up to throw themselves upon my...
Sainty, they're all subscribing.
Minuscule mercy. If you are planning to start a sentence in the stream with not being funny, mate, or just being honest, or you're going to hashtag it just saying, don't, because you'll get just banned.
Novice says, Ian, you don't look like your picture in Retro Gamer magazine. It's a lovely little drawing. I see if I can... they're upstairs, the Retro Gamers. It's a lovely little drawing that someone did when I first started writing for them about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I look a lot younger. This is the green screen, tonight's green screen. I hope you are enjoying. Welcome to the show. Thank you. Let's do it, Rob. Thank you. Dangra, big up the TL... Big up the TL...
Mad Sainty 70's resubscribed for 7 months in a row.
This is what we're talking about. Big show tonight. First of all, I tweeted last week that I think I'm tweeting to. Thank you so much, Evil Pixie Boy. I tweeted last week that I was tweeting too much. So what happened to me on Saturday night?
Well, didn't you get locked out of your Twitter account?
I'm locked out of Twitter. So I did a couple of tweets from the old rabbit hole thing just because I thought I had to say something.
Oh, that was you, was it?
Yeah. But I'm locked out of Twitter. This was Saturday night because I was trying to... I've set up the 2-factor authentication, which is just annoying and nuisance, right? And I've got a new laptop. Thank you, Retro Ed. And I tried to log in on my new laptop Saturday night. And it said, you're trying to log in from a new computer, so we're going to send you... a text to the number ending 30. Well, I don't have that phone number anymore.
No.
So then I logged in on my phone, where I'm logged in all the time, to change my number, right?
I could come.
Thank you, Hatterlock. A lot of subs tonight. Thank you.
Oh, it's the end of the month, isn't it?
End of the month. Get them in. So then I logged in on my phone and I tried to change my phone number. No, I think I tried to change...
Get your story straight.
No, I can't remember. I tried to change the password. Mm-hmm. Why would I do it? Anyway, I got another thing on my phone saying... that was it. My phone then said, we've noticed someone's tried to log in on another device. So to check it's you, we're going to send you a code to the phone number ending 30.
What's going on in the background there? It's like green screening.
It's green screening. Well, there's, I put the Father Christmas house there.
Oh.
I went and bought a load of...
No, wait. Because it's when it phases. I don't... Look there. What's going on there?
Oh, look at that.
It looks like there's a magical wood about
to
appear.
Whoa, look at that. I've got magical wood. Look at that.
Narnia.
Let's have a look. There we go. Let's have a look. Look very carefully, guys. Hang on, if we do...
there it comes. There it is.
Hang on. If we do... Look at that. I was thinking a lot how on Blue Peter...
Yeah.
On Play School, they used to do a thing where they would have like an easel and then they'd have like a tin of household emulsion.
Right.
And they go, we're going to paint. And they paint and then like a picture of a leopard would appear. It's the one with the spots.
It is,
and,
yeah.
And it was always a house, like house. Of course, that was it was blue screen then. They used blue screen. It was blue screen. I only just worked out how they did it the other day. Anyway, so I got locked out of my Twitter account. So I've emailed Twitter. You can email if you get locked out. So I emailed them, and then they sent back a thing saying, if you're locked out, if you can't log in, try these things. Well, it was all nonsense. And it said, if you still can't get in, reply to this. So Saturday, reply to this email. We'll sort you out. I've replied to nothing.
Gosh.
Nothing. So I'm locked out of Twitter. And yesterday I had the most productive... have a Chinese, Tommy. Yesterday I had the most productive... Not even productive. Thank you, Jim and Dasha. I had the most satisfying day I've had in ages. I need to check my phone because I did ask Will Guyatt to sort it out, but he's not got back. I had the most satisfying day I've had in ages. Partly because I didn't have Twitter. It was great.
It is a massive distraction. I think I read less because of having Twitter on my phone.
Well, yesterday I watched... Oh, I've got some... So today... We got... Calm down. This is the late night alternative.
I could calm.
Thank you, King Mike UK.
King Mike UK. Can't
calm down.
This is an
incredible start. Dan Brad FC. I'm Ian Lee. I stole some strawberries in the jungle and I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. You all. Yeah. I was singing that today, Dave. You all, everybody. You all, everybody. As I brought the shopping in, for some reason I was singing, you all, everybody. What's that from?
No idea.
Lost. Oh. We're going to watch an episode of Lost later at some point, not tonight.
Yeah.
I stole some strawberries in the jungle. Who are you? And I've been meaning to ask you this for the last 4 months.
I never.
And I've just not got around to it.
My name's Catherine Boyle. I worked with Ian on the radio in two different places. And still he persists in wanting to work with me because I am brilliant.
Okay. I didn't hear any of that. I just drew a picture of some boobs. We present a phoning show. It's the only phoning show on Twitch. I don't even care if that's true anymore because you can just lie about anything. It's the only phoning show on Twitch. Try us. Skype is open now. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. Look, someone... Oh, no. What? No. What? Sunday. Someone called me Sunday. Let's have a little listen.
You love it, dog.
You love it, you dirty dog. 0203-286-6370.
They know him so well.
But we have themed days now.
Yeah.
What is Mondays?
SOS.
Shonky old shows or old shows.
Yeah.
If you're that way inclined. And we will... Watch some old shows tonight.
Fair point, sorry, from the chat. Ice Cream Gravity wears a ticker along the bottom to tell people what our phone number is. That would be kind of important, wouldn't it now?
I tell you what it is. It's because this camera stopped working. So I had to move everything around. There we go. That should do it. And this should bring the AS logo. The camera works or not. Hello, James.
How are you doing? You okay?
I'm all right, thank you. What you got?
Well, I wanted to apologise to you, Ian. Last week I called up. And I was talking about what I'd been up to. And the way I was talking about it wasn't helpful for... I don't know, I just didn't consider you in it. And you ended the call because of the way I was talking. I just felt ashamed I was talking about that. And I didn't think about your recovery at all or people listening. It just wasn't good. And I just wanted to phone up and say sorry
for that. That apology is gratefully accepted. Thank you. And funnily enough, when I saw you, if we're being congruent and authentic, when I saw your name pop up on, I had thought about that call a lot over the weekend. A bit. And I'm not saying this in any way to tear you off. I'm just being honest, okay? And this, you've come in and you've apologised, and that's incredible, and I really appreciate that a lot. But when I saw your name flash up, I got really angry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. You've apologised. The apology is done. But I got really angry because I thought I'm going to have to say something about what happened. But the fact that you have apologised, and it was obviously a considered and a genuine apology, that's taken the sting out of it. So thank you, man. That means a lot.
Oh, bless you. I was going to call on Friday, but I was smoking up and I thought, this ain't good. I've started to engage with recovery content.
Yes.
I'm not quite ready for it. So I'm still in the mindset where until I'm on a proper come down, I'm glorifying it and thinking it's okay. And that's not a helpful stage for other people when I'm talking. It's not a forum for it, I guess what I'm saying. And I use it as that. And obviously, if it's affected you over the weekend, I'm sorry for that as well.
No, that's right. It's just that it's all good. So I'm just trying to, I'm just doing something with the graphics here.
I wanted to say, I saw you on the Chase on the weekend.
I was on the Chase on the weekend. Yeah, that's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Hey, you smashed it. And
I totally did.
You did really good. And you know what? It was refreshing to see someone on there, not like sheepish, and you just seemed really comfortable and enjoy it. And like, yeah, it was good.
I love gigs like that because it's like I've fallen in the telly. And I know that when I'm on shows that I know my mum likes, I love it. I love it because I'm just showing off to my mum and it feels like I've fallen in the telly. Imagine waking up and suddenly you're on the Chase.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. And it was, I wasn't going to let that go. I was going to love every second of it.
I couldn't play it back because I ain't got one of them fancy TVs. But did you ask the Chaser out for your mum or something?
My mum liked, I think it was The Beast she fancied. I can't remember. But then it wasn't The Beast. It was one of the girls. But I said to her that my mum would be disappointed because she fancies The Beast. But actually, she's quite forward thinking. So I don't know if you're free. It was that kind of cheeky, that kind of cheeky fun. Okay, your phone has gone absolutely shocking, James. I don't quite know why, but thank you.
Thanks, James. We're getting reports of things crawling up the door frame. It's not things crawling up.
Watch the green screen now.
I know exactly what it is.
Watch the green screen now. Watch it. Just watch.
But what's happening is the little green laser lights look like bugs crawling up your wall.
It's great, isn't it?
Wait.
I think that's green. No. That's green screen that's doing it. Yeah.
It's those lights because they're green.
Yeah, exactly. So it's you're seeing what's behind underneath the paint.
Mm.
The paint job. Novice FPS, thank you. I write for Retro Gamer and it's one of my favourite gigs and I absolutely love it and it's a thrill. And I'm trying new headphones. I'm trying like in ear.
Well snazzy, don't they?
And that's the thing is, because when I do TV, I have an earphone in my right ear. And it would always pop out and no one knows why. And this is doing it. So it has to be the shape of my ear.
Have you got an unusually shaped hole?
It has to be. Is this going to work tonight? Yeah. Has to be the shape of it's this cusp. It's the cusp, not the hole.
You've not got a lot of ear hole there, have you? You haven't got very wide ears.
None of my family have got lobes, and they all think I'm weird for having lobes, and I think they're weird. So that's that sorted. Gilsey, thank you for gifting the sub. So Mondays, what do we do Mondays?
SOS Mondays, shonky old show. So we have a look on YouTube and find things that we haven't seen for ages.
Did we finish that episode? Because we've got two episodes of Make Slow Happen. We didn't finish that one. So we'll do that tonight. We'll definitely finish that episode. We probably won't do the other episode.
We're still on that weird team building day in Make Slow Happen.
We'll do that. I think changing rooms, we might do a changing rooms.
I think we were running out, weren't we?
There's a few more. Well, we got shows to watch, so we're cool with that. We might choose a couple tonight and then let you vote on it. Tomorrow it is Tuesday Club. And it's a little bit spiritual, a little bit thoughtful. So we've got our friend Kate Garn, who's a musician, coming on. Don't know if she's going to sing or not. I've not asked her to, but she does great, like, sort of old Cockney knees up sing-alongs.
Proper piano.
And she's brilliant. And it's in her blood. Her dad is Chaz from Chaz and Dave, who was one of the nicest men. I was so lucky I got to meet him a couple of times and interview him and play with him. And I wouldn't normally mention, you know, who a guest's dad was, but I think it is important. I mean, she won't be embarrassed or it'll mind me mentioning it at all. But I think it's important because that kind of it runs through the blood.
Because Chaz was a great musician, because his mum was a great musician. And it's just something it's that family, as a family, they do it.
And she does these kind of Cockney, not quite Cockney, that's underselling it, but she does these kind of sing-alongs on the side. She's brilliant. She's brilliant. So she's coming on. We've also got a guided meditation.
Oh, good.
And I cannot remember the name.
Lemon.
Seize the lemon.
My lemon's a lemony.
She's coming on tomorrow to do a guided meditation. I'm so excited about that. I did a meditation today in her. Thank you very much, Ranger Elite. It's going to be great. And yeah. I think we're going to do kind of spiritually stuff on Tuesdays, and we're going to get some more guided meditations. If you know anyone that does guided meditations, thank you, Smirky Grunt. Please email us. Don't ask them to email us, because I want to check them out. We want to check them out first. So email us with their Twitch or their Twitter or something like that, and more yoga and stuff like that.
Yeah, just stuff that is about embracing life. You know, so like the other day we had the guys from Fumecast, so it was about, you know, the senses and treating yourself in that kind of way. So it's going to be all kinds of different things.
Sorry to interrupt. Jam Shuttle's just gifted 5 subs.
Good grief, thank you, Jam Shuttle. Thanks. That's
thank you.
Kind.
Thank you. Does that mean we have to hear that 5 times?
Yes,
it does. Okay, right. Well, that's unfortunate, Jam Shuttle. Thank you. So that is so. If you know anybody, any more yoga people, maybe a bit of Tai Chi meditation, someone to read the tarot. That'd be quite nice.
Oh, we know someone who would do it.
Who? Me.
No, the lady we spoke to on Halloween. Oh, yeah. I'm sure she'd be up for it.
Anything like that. Email us. And you are invited to take part in the guided meditation. 15 minutes we've asked for, so it's just the right amount. You'll love it.
Richard Taylor, 1970. I think you're joking. You better be, because that man is coming nowhere near.
Claire, 1973. Thank you for the sub. Wednesday is... Would you like to explain? Because you've kind of taken control of Wednesday.
Right. You know the game that will... it's not supposed to be playing board games this Christmas, but people do love it. It's called Cluedo, right? It's not that...
We're not doing Cluedo. For copyright reasons. We're going to be playing Hoodoo.
And what I've done is I've got this game here, Murder at the Manor. It's one of those dinner party games where you invite people around and dress up. And
nothing
it's
would please me wrong.
Thinly veiled orgy invitation. But this one looks fun, and I thought maybe we could play it. But it's how we adapt it for the stream.
So we might look at that tonight. But we would ideally have like 4 or 6 of you on Zoom playing... the characters. So maybe if you want to call in and kind of volunteer for that tonight, so that we can do it on Wednesday, and we'd love it if you dressed up a little bit.
Yeah, can I tell you some of the characters?
Go on, see if anybody's grabbed. Where's I had a pen here. I'm getting my speakers. I ain't got tiny speakers, but I'm going to get them put on the wall, we're going to tidy all this up. Have you got a pen, Boyley?
Yeah, I had one in my pocket. That one.
Right.
Right, here we go. So let's see. Invite your guests. 14 character sheets, host guide, whodunit scripts.
Sorry?
Oh, of course you'll do it. You don't even know what we're going
to
do
yet. Yeah, well, the first person that we need, Lee, is someone to eat a sandwich made out of poo.
Done it already.
All right, fair play. All right, so...
Lee will be in.
Hoodoo. All right, let's go through the characters, Lee, and see if any of these tickle your pickle, all right?
Hang on. Right. Let me just check.
If we want about 4 or 6, I reckon, will be good.
We can be whoever you want to be, because there's male characters and female characters, but I mean, who cares?
Are there any characters that are exactly like me already?
Blanche Batters, the cook.
I could be a cook, yeah, I'm good at that.
D Minor is a musician, violinist. Dr. Fumbles.
Doctor.
The village doctor. M Fatale is the widow of the deceased. Ford Escort, the driver. General good Custard. Driver. Not
it's mustard. Like a killing a bee with a bazooka.
Inspector Deneau is, you know, because he's...
Okay. Is this going to be... How complicated is this game going to be?
Misty Visions. No, this is great, this book, because you don't have to have everyone. Right. It's flexible and it's different every
time. Lee, have you heard anybody...
Reverend Will Be Done.
Okay, we've got... I think we've said enough things. Who would you like to be, Lee?
I've been pigeonholed as an actor in my career. Someone who's just like me. I could be a driver or a chef.
Driver. What's the driver called?
I mean, I don't do either of those things. But
he's called Ford Escort.
Ford Escort, the driver.
Right.
All right.
Because I'll need to send you some stuff, so we'll need your email address.
So this is Wednesday's show, and if this works, this will become a regular thing. Now, we are expecting it to be an absolute nightmare.
It's going to be a shambles, yeah.
We're looking for people 18 and over for this. It's going to be an absolute car crash. But if it goes well and we work out, iron out the kinks and the small faces, then this could become a regular thing, Lee.
Paying job. Got it. Understand.
No.
Loud and clear, Ian. Loud and clear.
Absolutely no.
No pay.
Ah, no. But the winner, and I don't know what that means in the context of this game, the winner will win a free piece of TLNA merchandise from Scott Balcony himself.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. So that could happen.
I'm up for it, yeah. Okay.
Ford Escort. Can I cut you off now?
Yeah, of course.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed.
Coronavirus.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that's £20.
We don't want it anymore. It's the coronavirus. Take it away. It's the coronavirus. Go away. I can't stand it anymore. Please take it away. I can't forget the time I heard you say. It's the coronavirus, take it away. Don't go outside anymore. We don't want it anymore. It's the coronavirus. Take it away. We don't want it anymore. Please God, take it away. I've almost got it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So 0203-286-6370. We're taking submissions for people that are around Wednesday night that can play Hoodoo.
So we need to get Lee's email address. I cannot stress that enough, Lee.
Lee, could you message us your email address, please? Merci beaucoup. So that's Wednesday. Thursday, it's that silly quiz that we do.
Yeah.
Friday, it's Judgment Day. Oh, Friday, of course, it's...
All right. The Judge Boyle's Judgment Day.
The court is now in session. We got four already lined up.
Wow. But also on Friday, we got a very, very special guest coming on. Who here has seen the incredible television series that we've been banging on about a lot? Bret Michaels from Poison, Rock of Love. Anybody seen that? Because you know Bret Michaels.
From Poison.
From Poison, from Rock of Love. He is not coming on this show, but Lacey from Bret Michaels season one is coming on the show.
Season two as a guest star.
And season three. The Anonymous Tim's on season three. Oh my God, what a season. What a season. So Lacey's coming on on Friday, which is going to be a lot. So that's the week. That's an actual busy.
It's going to be fun.
Busy week.
Oh, and we've got some brilliant ideas. We had the production meeting with the tier threes.
Oh, that was good, man.
Some flipping brilliant ideas, which have led me... My Amazon order list looks like someone spiked my brew, frankly.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, I've ordered all kinds of stuff, which I cannot wait to put into action. You wait.
We've got some great ideas coming up. And I don't want to give any details, but Pete... Thanks a lot, mate. Thanks for absolutely nothing. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. I'm going to play some adverts because that's how we feed our kids. If you don't want to see the adverts, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. There we go. Right.
By the way, you can subscribe for free if you've got Amazon Prime. It all comes out of that.
Yeah. Pop. Yeah. That is a Vectrex in the back. This is wonky, right? It slopes down that way. It
makes me look even smaller.
I think it is. So I need to, if the camera's sloping that way, do I need to tilt this? I need to tilt this side up, right? No.
Other way.
Whoa! Oh my God, it's that way. I've buggered it. It's tricky, isn't it?
Well, it turns out, yeah.
You're taking the mic?
A bit, if I'm honest.
I've changed something.
Lan says, I'm sorry, but the new unban request made me laugh. Roll on Friday. See, I don't look at them beforehand because I want you to get my absolute gut reaction. And boy, oh boy.
You don't want my absolute gut reaction.
Oh my God, his guts. I'm not going to tell you what happened before the show.
I farted so hard that I did a bit of a wee in my trousers. That's a true story. That's straighter, isn't it?
Is it?
I know.
I look almost as tall as you now.
It's a ghost.
Oh, oh, no more. Come on. I have to sit you on a commode.
I've got it too tight there. There we go. That's it.
It's it. Do you know what? Look, I've got both shoulders in.
Big boy update. I haven't seen him. I think he's off being free. Being free, I haven't seen him, so he's off being free. Stevie, thank you for the sub. I have found a great show. So I went and saw Stephen Page, Bare Naked Ladies, for the first time in ages.
Not in real life, just on the computer.
Like. Yeah, and it was so good, wasn't it? You joined as well. Lino was there, and it was absolutely brilliant. And he recommended a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And when Stephen Page recommends something, I check it out. And this show is called How To with John Wilson.
Well, he said it was like Nathan for You, and we watched that, and that was good.
Well, here's the thing. On Amazon, a 13-disc box set of all episodes of Nathan for You, outtakes and commentaries for £30. That's coming to me very, very soon, because I've only watched a few from a hooky streaming website. So I want to do it all. Nathan for You is great, right? But so this How To with John Wilson...
Mm.
It's kind of like a documentary thing, but you don't see the guy. He's just doing it with camera. Right. And I thought, oh, this is funny. He's playing a nerdy, geeky guy, and it's a little bit...
Bit
Louis Theroux, but he's obviously playing someone borderline, you know, on a spectrum.
Right.
And then, like, 5 minutes into the first one, he meets someone. I can't remember what the first one's about, but he meets someone. And, it's about small talk. And so he goes to a wrestling match and interviews people in the car park.
Yeah.
About small talk. And then this guy goes, yeah, I'm into small talk. I can't remember he talked. Oh, I wonder if I can find it. Because I just remembered how he gets into it. And it's so beautifully done. It's such a good show. I've done all six episodes.
Your sister's offering to get you that box set for Christmas.
Too late, I've bought it.
You're not supposed to buy yourself anything from now till Christmas.
I sent her a list of books.
Oh.
So what did it... What's it called? What did I say this programme was called? How To.
How To with John...
With John Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Humankind. Oh, this is the trailer. I mean... I can't show the foreskin thing. I phoned you up showing you the foreskin thing.
Yes, and he didn't even say hello. I just got that.
I can't do that. Right, so have some of this.
HBO is having a hard time explaining what my show is. So I just figured that I'd just try to do it myself. Usually the host of a TV show is right in front of the camera, and you can see exactly where the voice is coming from, which I guess people like. But in my show, you never really see the host. And that's because I'm actually behind the camera the whole time, filming everything you see. So instead of having to stare at me for the whole program, you get to see all the cool stuff
that
I like to film instead, which I think makes it a lot more exciting to watch. I spent a lot of time walking around New York, trying to find the answers to some of life's biggest questions. Sometimes I talk to people that I meet out in public and ask them for their advice. Other times I'll just open up a door and see what's on the other side. And every now and then I leave town for a couple of days and explore what other cities have to offer. But at the end of the day, I always come right back. It's kind of like that show Planet Earth, but if it was only in New York and David Attenborough was forced to film everything himself. So stick with me, and I'll show you how to solve problems that you didn't even know you had. Because even if it looks like you've got it all figured out, there's always a million ways to get it wrong.
It's so good.
Oh no.
Run, they drop a dead body! Watch this, they drop a dead body! Watch! It's... Here's the thing. It's not that. It isn't that. That makes it look a little bit quirky and a bit wacky. And it's not. So it starts off, and I thought, oh, this is kind of cute. You hear the character he's playing. Then 5 minutes into the first one, he's talking about humankind.
Yeah.
And he goes to a philosopher. Do you think humankind can make a comeback? Well, if humankind can overcome global warming and the threat of nuclear destruction, and goes on like that. Then he says, oh, I'm going to go and ask someone at a wrestling match. So he asks this guy, can humankind make a comeback? No, man, he's past it. He's going to get his ass kicked tonight. No, I mean actual human. Oh, you mean actual humankind? And then this guy, and this is where it turned for me, and I thought this is genius. Then the guy said,
I could come.
He didn't.
But he might as well have.
Thank you, BAPT, for the sub. And thank you, Harsh, for the sub. And thank you, Matty, for the sub. He said, I'm a paedophile hunter.
Oh.
Because... for real? Yeah, I'm a paedophile hunter. My name's Mr. 14950. I paused it. I Googled Mr. 14950, real person. And I thought, this is great, because I couldn't work out what was real or not. This is great. So I'm in. Then in episode 3, no spoilers, you realise that John Wilson isn't playing a character. That's him. The little spoiler. He goes... Ever since I was young, I've been writing down everything I've done. And it goes to his diary. And his diary, he's divided into little boxes. And he will literally write down, had 4 rashers of bacon today.
Okay.
Dropped my milkshake outside McDonald's. He writes down everything. And once you see that, you go, aha, I see. This is actual a real human being. And it's wonderful. And it also looks like it's a wacky kind of show, right? Oh, my God. Hang on. What's this?
But even after you've touched and goed, your problems still might not be over.
It's Kyle MacLachlan.
So if you can't make it onto the subway, just open.
Anyway,
he tried that too many times, didn't he?
It looks wacky, and it starts off wacky. And I showed you a thing with a man who was anti circumcision, so he's invented a machine to pull his skin around his penis, so it creates a new foreskin.
Don't try it at home.
He's written a concept album about it as well.
Don't listen to it at home.
But. It's really got heart. It's really got heart. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It is produced by Nathan Fielder. How To with John Wilson. 6 episodes, 25 minutes each. I had to watch it on a Hookie website. I'm not going to put the link in it because I'm not allowed. Obviously, that would be terrible to promote it. And also, it was a very, very naughty website with naughty pop-ups all the time.
But it's pop-ups.
It's beautiful. It's funny. It's not as wacky as that trailer makes it look. And it is. It's got heart, man. It's really, really got heart. As he's filming it, coronavirus happens, right. And he starts incorporating that. I'm not giving away anything, but it is great. I'm gonna try. I mean, it's unlikely because I think he's just about to take off. I am going to try and get him on here. I'm certainly going to invite him on here. I think we can watch this. We'll watch one more trailer. Okay, don't worry. This one's safe. I wonder if he's got the scene with the pigeon in the bag. We'll watch one more trailer. We'll see if I can find the pigeon with the bag, and then we'll start the show proper.
Yeah, I just think
I'm going to watch it with you because I want to watch it again because I've missed bits. I think you're going to like it. I really think you're going to like it. Right, let's just see this trail for it. I was so overjoyed when I found it. Stephen Page was bang on. I would say this is better. It's Joe Serra, isn't it? And we started watching that. I liked it, but it made me a little uncomfortable. This, I think, is Pera. Is it Pera, Sarah? Pera. I preferred this.
Hey, New York. There are countless opportunities to make small talk in a big city. It can be extremely rewarding if you know how to do it right.
So do you have strong thoughts about scaffolding?
No, not at the moment.
Is there a place I can go where referees hang out? Do you know a good recipe for risotto?
Pardon me?
Do you cover your own furniture at home?
No.
You know why these are so blown up?
All right, this is as high as we can go.
Is it more authentic to have your foreskin? Is it a sin if I cheat on my taxes? Was I making you uncomfortable?
No. Actually, yeah, a little bit.
Have you ever had a pet that died?
How is it the chicken?
Do you think mankind is going to make a comeback?
The world is full of people that need to get something off their chest. So buckle up, baby, because things are about to get pretty wild.
It's so beautiful. You're going to love it. If you like this rubbish, you're going to love it. It comes from the same place. It's really thoughtful, intelligent, heartfelt.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
If I find a legit... I mean, it's on HBO in the States. If anyone can find a legitimate place...
It's a matter of time, isn't it, before it gets on Netflix or Amazon or something.
I would hope so. But then Nathan Fielder didn't get... I mean, it's HBO, so HBO has their own streaming service.
Right.
Over there. I think I had another recommendation, but I don't know what it was. I've been watching a lot of Fritz Perls talk.
Yeah.
That's good shot.
You feel like you've had a... revelation.
I've had an epiphany. So I've been watching Fritz Perls, like old videos of Fritz Perls, who's the guy who, along with his wife Laura Perls, who never gets mentioned, invented Gestalt therapy, which is quite it's all about being in the now, a lot of dream analysis, being in the now, and it's slightly more confrontational. So if you...
Well, you put your hand to your mouth there. I'm wondering why you're... covering yourself up.
So you do that kind of thing. You do that, but also if you say, when I was a kid, I felt bad. Okay, so you felt bad as a kid. How do you feel about it now? And there's some great videos of Fritz Perls in like the late 60s and 70s. Very smoky. It's a very smoky atmosphere. And there's a great bit where he goes, I would like... He's giving a lecture, basically, but in this kind of... Do you mind if I show a little bit?
Do you mind if I show a little bit? Go for it.
I'm aware I'm hogging this at the moment, but I've kind of watched a lot of stuff this weekend. I'll show you.
Yeah, because instead of streaming, you decided that you were just going to indulge.
I was going to
in a healthy way.
Well, this is part of the thing. So I was watching some of this on Saturday. So we did with Gloria Fritz Perls awareness. I think it's this one. Don't quite know what year. I know that in the video from 1970, he's got very short hair. I don't know when this is from, but he has very long hair. There we go. Here's the guy. So it's all very smoky, right? And he's very serious. Old German guy. There's one bit that's so out of character with him. He goes, I would like now to introduce some technical language. what happened there is known as a mind fuck. But look at this. So this is incredible.
Being aware of what's going on. Except if we now reduce this anticipation to the ongoing process, and we do it with the quest of how. How covers all possible means of behavior. How do you experience waiting?
I experience waiting as right this moment as a tremendous tension here. Definitely tension throughout my whole body.
This is not quite the right one. Let me find it because it's amazing.
Plus a certain...
It's amazing what happens. Fritz Perls. Fritz Perls. What is Gestalt? Is it this? It might be... I mean, these videos are great. Is it this? No, that's that dude. That's not it. Bear with me. Bear with me. Well, it's worth it. It's not that. It's not Madeline's Dream, although Madeline's Dream is good. Ah, it's the one... I'm not going to be able to find it. Look. How do you find what you've been looking
History.
For? History. Oh, there we go. You see, this is all just things about Gestalt and existentialism I've been watching. Saturday. Oh! I got to play... Do you guys know the Dan Band? Did you play that Total Eclipse of the Heart?
No.
Oh, no. Let me.
You sent me that link just so I was in the middle of something with the kids and I completely forgot.
Here we go. Right, we got a lot to get through tonight. We got a lot. Hang on a minute. Have some of this. So this is...
somewhat general ideas how to work on your...
Here we go. So he gets a volunteer. These are all students, right? And he gets his volunteer out.
James McAvoy. I feel the pain in my feet from having jumped up. That's a real feeling.
Here we go. We go back a bit, right? Here we go. We go back a bit.
See people in the room.
So we've got this guy. Watch this. This is incredible, man. This is 70. Let's say 1970.
Phoniness, you're going to tell us where it's all at.
So you there's a, what, another thing in Gestalt is you have chair work, where you will have a chair and you've got something you want to say to your dad, say it to your dad. Okay, now you go and sit in the chair and be your dad and say it back to you. It sounds wanky. It seems to have amazing results. And you can also do it with feelings and stuff.
You know that.
So he's talking to phoniness.
We only know fragments that we know about crying, smiling, that we know about certain facets of ourselves. But you know everything.
Has he shaved that moustache down the middle? What's
no,
it's
just
how it grows.
I think that some men have trouble there, yes.
It's an unusual... bother, would you?
No. So then he goes and sits in the chair to be phoniness, right?
Well, it's those little phony games that I'm going to play with all your heads.
So we get to the bit where we...
But they just might mean something. It's up to you.
Here we go. So we go forward a bit.
That's big. Yeah. Well, I mean, some smiling may be possible, isn't it?
Okay. You know, it's beautiful other polarity, phoniness versus being real, authentic. Now, let's finish up by putting your smirk in that chair. Talk to your smirk.
Talk to your smirk.
I don't like you. But you had crooked teeth behind that. And when they were fixed, you tried to smile. I'd rather see you than what you had before. It was a snarl. Those fucking Germans.
There we go.
Okay. So
Now, that's come from nowhere, right? It's talking about smirking and authenticity. The whole thing about Gestalt is people are being fake. Stop being a phony. I want to get to you. And he'll aggravate you to the point where you get angry. He goes, ah.
There you are.
Now you're being authentic, mm-hmm. right? And from nowhere.
You try to smile. I'd rather see you than what you had before. It was a snarl. Those fucking Germans.
He's German. I'm watching this thinking, what? Where has this come from? And it goes on to talk about, this is about 1970, he's about 30, and he goes on, his name's Marek, and he talks about being in Warsaw and remembering at the age of 5, Nazis coming and knocking on the door to take his dad away or something like that. And you think, my God, that's 1970, right? That's 3 years before I was born, but my mum and dad were active yeah. then. That's how close the war was. That's how close the war was. And he's that close to it, man. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So I was watching a lot of that, and he talks about we all write our own script.
Right. So does that play into that idea that we don't really have control over our behaviour, we just make up a story around why we did stuff afterwards?
No. No, he is suggesting we have control.
Right.
He is suggesting we have control and that we make our own script. Right. We write our own script. Like, you had control on Saturday night because you wanted to watch a film on the screen, or Sunday night.
Yeah.
But the girls were doing something else and you felt a bit deflated because the girls were doing something else. And I said, well, you're the buzz. Mm. You're the buzz. You have the ability to change that
yeah.
or, and create an enjoyable experience for you and them, or go along with what has already been set and be a bit resentful. You had the choice.
Yeah.
And you, which one did you go for? You went for the fun.
Yeah, I went for something that would please everybody.
And
me.
And this is what I did. This is why I had a great day yesterday. Partly because I didn't have Twitter. But I wrote my own script. And the script I wrote yesterday was loving for me. It was caring for me. It was fun. I watched a couple of movies. I watched the brilliant Palm Springs film. It's the guy from Lonely Island. It's basically Groundhog Day.
Right.
It's good. Oh, it's a good film. He gets caught in a time loop and he's at a wedding. Oh,
you like time loops.
It's a good film. If you've not seen it, it's a great film. So I watched that. I watched a Tim Heidecker thing that was okay. I watched the John Wilson thing. I tidied up this place. It may not look tidy, but this is so much tidier to me. And I wrote my own script yesterday and today.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was great.
What I found really interesting is what you said about on Saturday, you were thinking, oh, I'm really bored, maybe I'll stream.
Yeah.
And then the thought process as to why you didn't.
Well, Saturday, because I was worried about using drugs, so I kind of gritted my teeth and got through Saturday and I slept a lot. I didn't really do it in NA way. It would have been more advisable to reach out to some fellows and to go to meetings. Instead, I kind of hunkered down and I slept. Well, that's okay, I got through it. But Sunday, I was sat here thinking, oh, I should stream. And one of the things that you have made me aware of, which I've been thinking about a lot, is, what is it? Because I always get it slightly confused when I try and...
Well, what I noticed was the same thing with, you know, the same reason why you apologise for oversharing on Twitter as you see it. You see it as yeah. oversharing. Is because you look for validation from other people, from strangers.
Yeah.
But then you don't believe it.
Yeah,
because it's not real, and so but rather than reaching out to someone who is in your life and that knows you, it's the stranger thing, and it kind of has sort of little reflections across yeah. a lot of your life and
yeah.
some of the problems you've had.
And so yesterday I thought I should stream. I thought why? I'm only doing it to get positivity from you. I thought, I'm actually quite content.
But you didn't want to do it.
I didn't really want to do it. I just wanted validation from you. Hey, Ollie. And I thought, no, I'm going to sit with me and see what it feels like to sit with me all day. And it was all right. It was all right.
You saw what you wanted to do.
Yeah. And I had a session with my counsellor today. I woke up the session was at 10:15. I woke up at 10:14 because I woke up in the night and had a swig of the old night nurse because I wasn't sleeping.
That's not a euphemism. It was just night nurse.
And one of the things I have was talking about today is the possibility of closing this shop, turning the lights off, pulling down the shutters, locking it, and going up another shop somewhere else. And by this shop, I mean this career. I mean this career. The whole career has been based on validation from others, whether it's audience numbers or listener figures or 594 people watching now, or trying to please Denny Morris, mm-hmm. or trying to please Liam when I'm going for a job, or you know, it's all about getting validation from others. And when a job gets taken away from me, or I don't get it, or it gets cancelled, or I don't get a contract renewed, I'm a worthless piece of shit. And then when I get a job, I'm great, and all of that. So
thanks, Fifi77.
Thank you. So I am thinking, you know, my thinking today was, and we're doing this for a year, well, hopefully we'll do this for maybe a couple of years, but my thinking is I can see a point when I just fade into the background.
Well, or there's an alternative, is that you do it because you're enjoying it rather than looking for that extra stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that what we've noticed in the last week or so since we came back from the ban is that we're having fun because we're trying stuff out for ourselves.
So much more fun. So much more fun. So we write our own scripts. It has blown my mind. We should talk about our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sponsors. JPU Records. Happy Kids Christmas. Can we get a shout out for the sponsors?
The JPU Records is brilliant. It not only because it's got Happy Kids Christmas, which is the ultimate feel-good Christmas album, and one you definitely haven't got. I was looking through my Christmas albums today. It's all kind of the same songs all the time.
Oh, I've got a signed Phil Spector album, signed by Ronnie Spector. Remember, we bought that at the concert. Yeah,
we were listening to Christmas records yesterday because I've said to the kids, we're stretching Christmas out this year because it's been so boring. And the girl said, will you put the ladies on? The ladies' record. I went, yes, thinking that they meant the Phil Spector one.
Yeah.
No, not this one. The one with the three ladies on. And in the inside, one of them is outside. Papini Sisters Christmas.
Ah, well
I was thrilled to bits. That was little in that. A nine-year-old requesting that. So we had that, but I cannot wait to get my hands on the big copy of this one, the CD copy of it, because it's going to have a little booklet inside, and I will be able to sing to my kids in Japanese and blow their tiny minds.
Thank you, Roscoe. We've got a link to all our sponsors. If you click on that JPU Records link, that will take you directly to this album. Go and have a look on the website. Some other great bands. I recommend Scandal. I've discovered the other week, and I'm a big fan of. And if you use the code TLNA, you get 10% off. Abbeycare.co.uk, addiction recovery specialists. Again, the link is in the chat. Thanking you very, very much indeed. Thank you, Abby Care, for being part of this show. Addiction is something that, well, if you've ever listened to anything I've done, I'm a junkie. Hey man, my name's Ian and I'm an addict, and I did a great meditation meeting today online and it was magic. And I'm a big fan of the 12 steps. You will get introduced to the 12 steps if you check into one of their recovery clinics. We've got one in Glasgow and one in Gloucester. We'll have a little look at the video for Gloucester again later on in the week. It will introduce you to the 12 steps as well as that. You get it from all sides. They've got medical doctors. They've got talking therapies, group therapies, 12 steps. It's a really intensive program. I think minimum of 2 weeks, 4 weeks is kind of the general. And it will, if you want to get clear, it'll only work if you want it to work. That's the thing. Right? You can go and check in to get the heat off your back. But if you want it to work, it will work. And something like this is a great kickstart to your recovery. And I would thoroughly recommend you go and check. And if you mention this show, you get 25% discount. Poseidon Safety Management. Catherine, talk to me about Nick and Zeus.
Devon and Cornwall is protected by Nick, Zeus and the rest of the team at Poseidon Safety Management. They've got the largest team of guard dogs in those two counties. They do manned guarding, they do guard dogs, they'll also do mobile patrols. They recruit from the local area, so these are people who know the communities they're serving in, and they've got a vested interest in keeping the place safe. And they also kind of know all the sort of back roads and stuff. The thing is about Devon and Cornwall is if you don't know it, you don't know it. And there are some places where, you know, they have a kind of special. What would you say? So, if you want to try, what do you do that voice for?
You okay?
You made me dry up.
Go. I did what?
You made me dry up. You made me shrivel.
I won't pass any
what
comment.
What I'm saying is that they know that place like the back of their hand. They so know if anyone's going to try and pull a fast one, they know exactly where they're heading for.
They know all the ginnels, all the avenues and alleyways, and they set booby traps.
They're brilliant. And they recruit from the local area. So these are people who care about the places that they're working in.
Unlike Richard Gregorian, who's
he
a piece
don't
of
give
trash.
A toss.
He's a nice guy. It was nice to see you, Richard, at the Tier 3 production meeting at the weekend. Thank you to all the Tier 3s that came. Sinjin, I invited Sinjin along, even though he's not a Tier 3.
Mm.
He thought it was 11 a.m. American time. Why would we do that?
Oh, my, Sinjin.
Why would we do that? But thank you to everyone who came to that. It was absolutely delightful. We've got some great ideas. Oh, my God, we've missed some calls, including one. I think this one's from a racist. So let's...
could be wrong. We might be terribly wrong.
Let's have a little look. So thank you, Richard, for your support. Hello? It says on my screen that you sent us a message. How may we be of assistance to you?
I just wanted to say hello again.
Hello. Goodbye. Let us... We missed Sarah. Sarah, coming to get you. Hello, Big Brother House. This is Davina. Sarah, I'm coming to get you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah.
Can you see me?
No.
Oh,
there we go. Oh, look. Look at your bangs. Oh, you've gone again.
Oh, God.
You were there and then you went. There you go. Look at your bangs. Bangs is American for fringe, everybody.
Yeah.
Before you start thinking I mean something else.
Yeah, it's dire need of cutting now. But never mind. I'll just be a shaggy sheepdog until then.
Well, you can get a haircut. So, Wednesday? Is Wednesday when everything goes back?
I think so.
Normal.
There are YouTube tutorials about how to cut your fringe.
Yeah, I have cut it loads of times, but it just grows really fast. I'm not sure I can be bothered now. I might just grow it out completely.
I'm in that stage now where I'm thinking, do I really need this anymore? I don't know.
It's sort of suspiciously swoopy at the moment.
But then there's a reason why I had it in the first
place.
Looks
good.
You know what I mean?
The swoop and the little kind of curl there. That looks good. Do you think, or am I wrong about hair?
No, it does.
Good,
it does. If you're going to do that permanently, though, what you want is for it to just trim the edges like that, and then it just sits like a Liz Hurley. Do you remember when Liz Hurley went all sleek?
Aha.
That. Anyway, it was nice to see you, Sarah. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm all right. I just wanted to see if I can be in your in the potential fiasco that is Wednesday's.
Hudo.
To explain what this is for people that might have just tuned in,
right,
Catherine.
You know those murder mystery nights that your parents threw in the 90s? Well, we're going to do that, but we're going to do it dressed up and on stream.
My parents were well divorced by the 90s. Were they? Yes.
It was just a little bit of sexy fun for grown-ups, wasn't it? The murder mystery dinner party night.
Well, we're doing it on Wednesday on here.
Yeah.
But it's going to be sexy fun.
No, well, hopefully it'll be fun. Right, so we're looking for characters at the moment.
We need like six people to come and join us on Zoom. And ideally, we're going to give you a character. And if you want to dress up in the role of the character, then dress up.
Oh, come on, this is our lot. Of course they want to dress up.
I'm absolutely desperate to dress up.
Exactly. And also, it gives you something to plan for the next 2 days, which we all need, right?
What kind of vibe are you feeling, Sarah? Are you feeling like glamorous or are you feeling in the gutter? What would you like to... dress up in.
Actually, they're all quite glamorous now, the women.
I feel in the gutter, but I want to be glamour.
All right, fine. Go through them, Catherine.
Right, so here's what I'm thinking. M. Fatale, the victim's young, beautiful widow. Or Misty Visions, a wild gypsy fortune teller.
Oh, that's...
Or...
I don't know if we can say that.
Mrs. Withering, the silent but deadly housekeeper. There's one more.
Silent but deadly.
D. Minor, world famous concert violinist.
Oh, no.
Can I be the attractive... widow.
Yeah, you could be M. Fatale.
The attractive weirdo. What was she said?
Oh, I can be a weird, attractive weird widow.
M. Fatale. All right.
M. Fatale.
All right. Brilliant.
All right, sorted. If you send us your email address, I'll send you the documents required.
Okay, cool. Should I send a whisper?
If you do it, can you send it on Skype? If you just type it into the chat, that'll be easier.
And then we'll email you.
That'll be wicked.
Excellent.
Nice one, Sarah. You could be a murderer for all we know.
How exciting.
And you lot at home will get to play as well. Don't worry, you'll be kind of like the detectives helping us out. Anything else, Sarah?
No, that's all. Nothing else is happening.
See you later.
See you ta-ra. Later.
Okay. Oh, hateful. I thought you were someone else. Apologies for calling you a racist. There we go. That's that sorted. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. So this is looking like it's... We've got two people. We've got Lee as Ford Escort, the driver, and Sarah as M. Fatale.
Yes.
Am I in it? Yeah. I'm a butler.
Yeah, and I'm a maid.
Okay, we're going to dress up.
Shall I tell you what other characters I've got here?
Yeah, go on.
Right, so here we go.
This is for Wednesday's show. If you want to take part, you'll be on Zoom. It'd be nice to have you.
We need a combination of some, all, or a few of these. Some, all, none. No, we definitely need some of these characters. Blanche Batters, the cook with a mean left hook. The butler, that's you.
The butler.
I'm the maid. We need D Minor, the world famous concert violinist. We need Dr. Fumbles, the village doctor. Ford Escort, we've got. M. Fatale, we've got. General Custard, not to be confused with Colonel Mustard for copyright reasons.
Oh, by the way, Sarah, of course I won't say it out loud. Look at her email address.
Brilliant.
Great email address, Sarah. Well played. Well played.
We've also got Inspector Deneau, French private detective. Misty Visions, the fortune teller. Mrs. Withering, the silent but deadly housekeeper. Professor Peacock, an academic and friend of the victim. Friend is in.
Friend.
I wonder if he's a special friend. Okay. The Reverend Will Be Done, the local vicar, and Sierra Tango, the only police constable in the village.
There we go. So we need a couple more people at least to do it. You'll be on Zoom with us and we'll have a laugh. It'll be a car crash.
Mm.
Oh, it's an absolute disaster.
It's going to be funny though.
I have to be authentic. I feel I hogged the first hour.
No, we'll stop it.
Oh, no, but I'm just... well...
But it's not about hogging, because hogging suggests that there is
Hang on a second, let me finish. No, I'm just being... I know that there is no ego involved in this, and no. Either way, but I just feel that I have to share that I feel that I hogged the first hour. It's a bit hyper.
It's all right.
I've come down a bit now. It's a bit hyper.
It's fine. It's fine. You know, sometimes that's the way it happens. I'm not counting who has how many words.
No.
Don't matter.
We both worked with people who used to. Did I tell you the one who I...
Wow, okay. Yeah,
there we go.
I had a friend who got told off by someone she was presenting a TV show with because she said his bit by accident.
Oh.
And he was a grown-up compared to her, a proper grown-up.
Yeah.
Hello, Alistair.
Evening.
Are you all right?
Evening.
Oh, what's going on? You sound subdued. Are you okay?
Bit of a bad few days, but I'd like to look forward to the Hoodo.
Yeah, we're not playing Cluedo for legal reasons. We are not Hoodo. Playing Cluedo.
Right.
So I'll be Dr. Fumble, then I'm on.
I can't think of anyone better.
Dr. Fumble, all right. Have you got? Can you dress up as a doctor for us on Wednesday?
Yeah, I can. Well, an effort, I guess.
It's a village doctor, so I think that it's fairly fairly casual.
You're right, Alistair. You seem a bit flat tonight, mate.
You don't seem right.
Oh, maybe. Hello? We can't hear you. You've muted it with your cheek again.
Hello.
Hello,
can you hear me?
We can.
Yeah. You're right. You sound a bit flat tonight, mate.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I had a bad do on Saturday with... did a silly thing, really. So I've been invited... No, I've not been invited. Some people have volunteered to bring Christmas dinner to me on Christmas Day. And so I thought, well, look, I'll get them a bottle of wine, right, for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I ordered it. I got a good deal from Amazon, Black Friday and all the rest of it. And then it was in the house. Saturday night. And it was kind of a bit late for me to deliver it round.
Yeah.
And it started getting to me. Oh, no, what's this wine doing in the house? And I nearly drank, I did.
Well, hang on. You nearly drank?
Yeah.
Did you drink?
No.
Well done.
The thing was, it just goes to show, you can't beat it, can you? You can never beat this thing.
I don't understand why you're beating yourself up, because you bought a bottle of wine for your friends. It made you uncomfortable. You didn't drink it. I'm assuming it's gone now.
Well, in the end, what I had to do was I delivered it in secret.
Right.
I took it round in a bag and left it outside their front door.
Well done.
Because I had to get it out of the house.
It's interesting. I'm hearing a different story to the one that you're telling. I'm hearing a story of great success, kindness, and courage. That's what I'm hearing. And you seem to be beating yourself up about it.
Well, because I thought I'd been doing really well, and then this came, and then I just started. You're right. I mean, I just started going down that route of why am I here? You know, I've done nothing in my life. Da di da, da di da.
Okay. Well, that
and I've not gone to a meeting tonight, which I should have done, because yeah.
Go to one now.
That's not great.
Go to one now. Why don't you go to right? Here's the thing, right? I'm hearing so many different things, but the one thing I'm hearing is a story of triumph. 2 years ago, that wine wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes.
And you wouldn't have told us about it.
Here, you bought it out of kindness, and you are well enough to recognise that when it was in the house, it made you uncomfortable, and you got rid of it. What I'm hearing is you didn't have a drink at the weekend. That's all I'm hearing. And that is brilliant. You've learned a little bit more about yourself, a little bit more about the disease and how it impacts on you. And you've learned that having booze in the house is probably not a great idea for you for now. Maybe. I don't know.
Or just always have a plan as to how you're going to offload it quickly and not have it in the house. But it's important, I think, that you have had this experience because it shows you, like, you know, with Ian, you're never safe. And it's when you let your guard down and you think you're sorted that it's going to get you. And that's not happened.
But every time I order a curry, the curry house, even though I ask them not to, bring me a bottle of beer. And when they hand it to me on the doorstep, I suppose I could say, actually, no thanks. But I take it in because I don't want to be rude. And I'm generally okay with it. And sometimes Kath will have it, or if my brother-in-law comes around, he'll have it. But if I get two beers, if I got three beers in, that's not for me, is not good. And I will just pour them away. You know, I'll open them and pour them away with my face away, and I'll get hot water going and just chuck them out. I can have wine in the house because it was never a thing for me. Never say never again, but it was never a thing for me. So over Christmas, not this year actually, because we won't have people here, but I've had wine in the house and it's cool for me. But if someone came and visited me and I knew they had weed on them, I would ask them to either leave or to go and put it in their car. I couldn't have weed in the house. I certainly could not have, you know, Class A's in there. I mean, I don't know when that would ever happen. But you've learned a lot about yourself this weekend. This is brilliant what I'm hearing, man.
You looked it in the eye.
And then the whole thing about what am I worth? What is my point here? Yeah, that's a different thing. You're not the worthless piece of shit that your head is trying to tell you that you are, unfortunately.
You know what that was? That was the addiction trying to get you back. Because if you give into that, that gives you the excuse to go for it.
See, the way my depression works is that when I'm sort of like okay, reasonably happy with life, it's because I'm making an effort.
Yeah.
When I'm depressed, that is the objective truth. Do you know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
So no one could tell me if I was on in a line of everyone in the world, they could pick me out. Yes, you're no good. And I put them in the no good group. Okay. Yeah.
But that's you telling you that.
There is some truth in the fact.
It is only you telling you that. Catherine and I have sat here pointing out all the positives in this amazing, wonderful story that you've told us. The whole chat, you know, no one in the chat is going, this guy's a tosser. They're all saying amazing stuff. Well done. Progress, Alistair. Well done. Sending love. You did a win, Alistair. You nailed it. You displayed some powerful inner strength there. And I get it, because if I get 100 tweets and 99 are saying I'm brilliant and one says I'm a piece of shit, that's the one that I hear and remember, right? But it's you that's telling you that you're worthless and you haven't achieved anything. That's you.
Yeah.
Because I know the contrary.
When you feel better, and you will feel better, you'll see this for what it is, which is a huge step.
Why don't you go to a meeting now?
Yeah, I might. I'll think about it. Yeah.
I know that. You won't. And that's fine. And I'm not saying that in a judgy way. You do whatever is best for you. I know there's a great 24-hour meeting that's on. And if you want, I can, you know it. So I don't need to send you the link. But if you don't fancy it, you don't have to do it. I would suggest you do a meeting tomorrow if you can. And have a little, go and pray on it, man. You did a good thing.
Okay, well, yeah. I'll listen to this back and I'll take the positives out of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Try. I know how hard it can be. You write your own script, Alistair.
That's it.
Oh, you write your own script.
I was going to look that up on the YouTube. That's good what you've shown that tonight. Yeah. I'll look that up. Yeah.
It's dated, but the guy knows his onions and he's not even a greengrocer.
Definitely sounds interesting. But anyway, thanks for listening to me.
Before
guys.
You go,
I'm
glad you phoned us and I'm glad you talked to us about it. Have we got your email address, Alistair?
I'll send an email address to Late Night Alternative.
Yes, please. Beautiful. Thank you. We'll see you later on, mate. Take care. Tatty bye. So we've now got five people, including me and you, for Wednesday's...
We've got a game, man.
Hoodoo. Couple more will be... Hoodoo.
So at the moment we've got Dr. Fumble, Maid, Butler, M for Tal, and Ford Escort, and we need a few more. A
couple more would be great.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.